that Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Go big or go home.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Nats Insider Podcast for another week. Got a good one for you today. Got two guys on the Nats active roster joining me on the podcast this week. Guy that's been the talk of the Nationals organization since he joined this team about 5 weeks ago or so, Joey Meneses, sit down with me to talk about what's been a wild ride for him over the last handful of weeks. Also be joined by Paolo Espino, veteran right-hander, who has done a nice job for the Nats over the last few seasons, mostly out of the rotation of late. But he's done a little bit of everything. Some bullpen work, long relief. He's been working at the back of ball games on occasion as well. Jack of all trades. So Paolo will join me this week as well. But first, we got to start with Joey Meneses. What this guy has done in his first handful of weeks as a big leaguer after waiting so long for this opportunity is truly miraculous. We know the story by now. 30 years of age, career minor leaguer, 10 years in the minors, waiting for this opportunity. And he hasn't just come up and, you know, been a nice story. He's come up and been a really good ball player and a guy that isn't just filling a roster spot down the stretch, isn't just chipping in here and there, is starting to establish himself as a possible, you don't want to say everyday guy going forward because the sample size is still fairly small, but he's putting himself in the mix for sure for the 2023 season. It's been a lot of fun for all of us to watch him and to get to know his story, and had a chance to sit down with Joey recently to talk about this wild ride, including having his parents here at Nationals Park recently to get to watch him as a big leaguer for the first time. We'll play that interview for you now. Guy who's been so much fun to watch since he joined the Nats back on August 2nd, Joey Meneses.
Joey, how you doing?
Great, man. You know, the big leagues, so everything is great.
It's always a good day in the big leagues. Joey, you've been up here now for over a month. What has this been like for you, just as a whole?
I mean, this is like the dream that I always trying to be. So I just enjoying and trying to take advantage of this opportunity.
You had, like you said, dreamed of this.
Yeah.
How has the reality of it, how have these experiences compared to what you dreamed?
Sometimes I feel like I don't believe like in the big league, you know, in what I'm doing. Sometimes, you know, like I've been dreaming this for a lot of years, and so it's very special and it's very like amazing for me, like wear a uniform to the big leagues and play, you know, like in the field, like a big leaguer.
What have you been most proud of in your time up here with the Nationals? You've done a lot of really good things in the batter's box. Your numbers are good. You're playing a lot in right field, and you've done a good job there. What are you most proud of so far?
But in the big leagues or like?
Yeah, since you've been a National. What have you been happiest with that you've done?
I think that my first homer, like when I make my debut, mm-hmm. and I hit my homer, and when I just around the bases, that's a very special moment for me, and I just feel so proud of that, you know.
We talked about a couple weeks ago about your family and how they've been watching at home in Culiacan, Mexico. You told me that at some point, maybe this homestand, your parents might be able to come up here to Nationals Park. Are they going to be here at some point?
Tonight, they're going to watch me like a first game in the big leagues. You know, they watch me in Winter Bowl, but I think it's gonna be a special moment tonight because that's they working with me too, you know, like
sure
to be here and I just trying to share this moment with them. It's like I'm still so happy for that.
An emotional day.
Emotional.
Who do you think will be more emotional, your mom, your dad, or you?
I think my mom.
Yeah.
My dad, he loved baseball and he played baseball. I still play baseball, but he's not like a guy who expresses his feelings, you know. But I know he's so proud too, and he's gonna enjoy the game. But I think my mom, she's gonna like express more like
sure,
like to how she feels.
Joey, what do you think has allowed you to play the way that you have? Sometimes people come up to the major leagues and they're facing better pitchers, obviously, but maybe they get nervous or they're just not comfortable. What has allowed you to play so well so early?
I think the experience that I had in winter balls, I think in winter ball I play like, I've been in like 5 championships.
Mm.
So those games, they made me, you know, feel like with more experience. So all that helped me to don't feel like that nervous. You know, I feel that before, like in finals, winter ball, you know, at the Olympics, when I've been in the Olympics. So I had those feelings, you know, in the games before. So I think that helped me a lot.
For American fans that don't really know what winter ball championships are like, describe that atmosphere for them.
Yeah, the fans over there, they're like, I feel like they're more in the game, like they yell at you.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, here the people, they're nice, so nice, you know? But in winter ball, the people is kind of different, so you feel like the pressure at the game, you know? If you miss 1FB, you know, the fans, they call you, they say bad words to you, and you feel all that pressure. So it's kind of like very different in like in those, in the feeling that you feel at the game. You know?
Mm-hmm. Joey, we've got about 3 weeks or so left in the season.
Yeah.
What's important to you in these final few weeks? What do you want to do to finish this year very strong and go into the off season feeling really good?
I just trying to do what I'm doing. I wanna finish strong, and I just trying to show them, and I wanna be here next year, you know, for the spring training. You know, I wanna fight for any place at the field.
Joey, I mentioned you're from Culiacan, Mexico.
Right.
I know that since you have come up here and since you have played well, people in Mexico are very excited for you. There have been a lot of interviews from media in Mexico. What has this been like for you, feeling the love from your home country?
I mean, it's amazing, you know, feel like the people is follow you, the people, they send you a good message, like, hey man, I hope you like have a doing good at the big leagues. For me, all those type of message that they send me, like they motivate me to keep pushing strong at the game, you know? So it's very special when I saw all those messages, like my managers, coach, fans from the winter ball team, and family. So all that motivated me a lot.
Has there been one person that has reached out to you in this time that has really been special or surprising, that you heard from someone that it's been really cool that you got a message from them?
Let me think. Message from them. I had a lot of message from people who I don't expect that they're gonna send a message. Mm-hmm. You know, but I don't have anyone.
Hard to pick one.
Yeah, it's hard to pick one. So no.
Joey, last question. It's Hispanic Heritage Month throughout Major League Baseball. It's being celebrated. What does your Mexican heritage mean to you?
What?
Your Mexican heritage, being from Mexico, what does that mean to you? How important is it to you and your family that you guys are Mexican?
Like all my family, they're from Mexico, and it's very special. Like, you know, in Mexico, to be here, I just trying to do my best, you know, to keep doing that.
Well, we're very proud of you. Everyone back in Mexico is very proud of you, and we can't wait to see the final 3 weeks, what else you're going to do.
I will see that.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you.
We'll be right back.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome back. So, we heard from Joey Meneses, one guy who has been fun to watch over the last handful of weeks. This guy I have loved watch pitch in a Nationals uniform for the last few years, and that's Paolo Espino. He's now 35 years of age, a native of Panama, a guy who was a 10th round pick all the way back in 2006 by the Indians, and he's had a long, much like Joey, a long road to get to the major leagues and to try and establish himself as a full-time major leaguer. But the last couple years, he's done a really nice job for this Nats club. You can put him wherever you need him, which is obviously something that holds a lot of value for a major league manager, and Davey loves that about him. But he's also just fun to watch pitch. He changes eye levels, changes speeds, keeps hitters off balance. And it's a contrast to so much of what we see in baseball today that's high velocity and wipeout sliders and trying to blow hitters away. So I really have enjoyed watching Paolo pitch and getting to know him over the last few seasons. So I wanted to bring you my conversation from just a couple days ago with Paolo, another guy of Latin descent, Major League Baseball celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and had a chance to catch up with Paolo to talk about his road and what he has made of his last couple years in a Nationals uniform. Here now is that chat with Paolo Espino.
Paolo, thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So you are in now your second full season with the Nationals. You waited a long time for your like real chance at the big league level. You'd been up a couple times and gotten a cup of coffee, as they say, but now you're getting established as a major leaguer. What does this feel like for you now to be able to come to a big league ballpark every day, know that you're going to be here and be able to do what you love?
I mean, it's awesome. Awesome, really. I mean, even more when all the struggles that you go through in the minors, and actually all the time that I spend in the minors to be able to make it here. I mean, it's really nice to be able to come to the park every day and enjoy it, as you say, enjoy it. And I'm just glad that, I mean, the Nationals are giving me this opportunity, and I'm trying to take every day, as much as possible, and do the best I can to, I mean, keep doing it for hopefully a lot longer.
You mentioned you're grateful for the Nationals for this opportunity. You'd been with a few other organizations, and the Nationals signed you. They brought you up here, and they've continued to say, we want you around. We think you're a valuable member of this team. What does that mean to you? What do you feel towards the Nationals organization?
Yeah, I mean, it's special because, as you say, I mean, the team that they've been giving me a lot of opportunities. So I'm very grateful, and it's something that it's always going to be with me, always going to stay with me in my heart. I mean, all the opportunities that they've been giving. So I'm really glad that they are letting me go out there and prove that I'm capable of pitching in the big leagues. And I mean, once again, I'm it's just really, really special for me, all the opportunities that they're giving me.
This year, you've kind of done a little bit of everything like you have in the past. You've been a starter. You've been a long reliever. You've been a guy at the end of ball games coming out of the bullpen. You've done it all. How do you evaluate the year that you've had as a whole?
I mean, I think it's been good. It's been good. Of course, there's been moments where I wish, I mean, stuff, I mean, like everybody,
sure,
would have played a little different. But I mean, overall, I think it's been great. Being able to, start one day and then come out of the pen the next day, it's not an easy task for everybody. But, I mean, in my career, I've done it so many times.
even in the minor leagues, my first year in pro ball, I was actually a bullpen guy during the first half, and then they turned me into a starter the second half. So I kind of like, even from my first year in pro ball in 2007, I did it. So I think by this time I got all the knowledge and all the experience to know my body, what do I need to do to be able to do every different task. So, I mean, it's just, once again, for me, every day, I just go out there and try to give my 100%, just give the team a chance to win. And I mean, that's what it's been in my head my whole career.
You've done more starting than anything else in your career. What do you enjoy the most?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, in the big leagues, I love doing whatever. I think I lean towards a little bit more to starting. I mean, it's a little, you have a set routine.
Sure.
I mean, it's always nice to know when you are pitching so you can like set a routine, or you can do, I mean, the same thing over and over. Like, but I mean, it's not that big of a gap. Like I also like relieving, because at the same time, I like being out there and out of nowhere, hey, Espino, get going. So it gives me like an extra adrenaline rush. Yeah. So I also like coming out of the pen too.
Paolo, this is an age of baseball where velocity is everywhere. Guys are throwing 100, 101.
Yep.
You don't. Do you feel pride in the fact that you've been able to have this long of a career and this successful of a career when you're not the typical pitcher in this day and age?
Actually, a little bit. Because, I mean, as you can see, like everybody, even with us right now, I don't think there's one pitcher that throws slower than 93, and I'm the one throwing 88, barely touching 90 every now and then. So yeah, I definitely feel, I feel a little bit of pride, because I mean, even though I'm not in the typical range of power and stuff with the fastballs, I'm still able to go out there and get out, which for me is the most important thing. But also, I think the way of my pitching, the way I pitch, I rely more on movement and stuff than the velocity. So I know I'm not going to go out there and overpower everybody. So I need to find a way to get those important outs. And I rely more in the movement.
Paolo, you've played winter ball for pretty much your entire baseball career. You finish in a season at a minor league affiliate or at a major league team, and then you keep pitching into the winter. Tell fans why you do that when most pitchers need or want a break to give themselves some time off.
Well, I've been pitching in winter ball since 2011, and pretty much every year after the off season was over, I would go straight to winter ball. And a lot of the reasons was to like keep developing, keep trying stuff, keep improving in stuff that I know that I needed to keep working on. And for me, it was very important to pile up all those innings, also to build strength. And it's been a very, very important part of my career, because also when I was in the minors, also when I was, I mean, going through the systems, and I needed that exposure also.
A showcase,
Yeah, pretty much, because that was also helping me to get a job. So. Even though sometimes I definitely wanted some rest, I definitely wanted to take a little break, but I know I couldn't do it, because I needed to go out there and show teams that I'm able to put good numbers. And winter ball, the league and the level of players in winter ball is actually very, very high up there. So I knew by doing a good job over there, it was going to help me also to get a job here in the States.
Paolo, it's Hispanic Heritage Month that's being celebrated throughout Major League Baseball. You are a native of Panama. What does your Panamanian heritage mean to you?
Oh, it's I mean, one of the most important things. Family from home, the culture, the food, everything from home is awesome. The way that people behave, the way they treat other people, it's just a very charismatic environment, and very Caribbean style of living. So it's really, really nice.
There have not been a ton of players from Panama in recent years that have made it here to the major leagues. How do people in Panama view you? How are you received when you go home?
I mean, it's really nice. I mean, it's not that they're going to be waiting for me at the airport, but in social media, in the news and stuff, I mean, my name is brought up a lot of the times. And I know this. I mean, it's not that I'm all the time listening to it, but I know this.
Sure.
Because my dad, he does pay attention a lot to the sports radio podcasts or TV shows. And just because he's a fan of sport and fan of baseball, so he tells me all the time, every time somebody mentions my name, he tells me or he writes me like, hey, they're talking about you, they're saying this or that. I mean, most of the time it's really good stuff. I mean, so it's really nice to see that the fans or the people from Panama, they really enjoy and they support the guys that are up here trying to do the best and showing the rest of the world that, I mean, guys from Panama can also play in the big leagues.
Paolo Espino, Pride of Panama, joining me on the Nats Insider Podcast. Paolo, thanks, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That'll do it for the Nats Insider Podcast this week. Thanks to Paolo. Thanks to Joey, I should say, for joining me this week. Fun episode for you as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month throughout Major League Baseball. Only a few weeks left. Season is winding down, but we still got some good stuff for you before we wrap up 2022. Thank you to everybody for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Go big or go home.